Hi, this is Cara Beltram. I work as a radio operator and audio producer for SBS Radio in Melbourne. One of the best things about these two roles is that I get to help people to get the best possible sound for their radio program and the best possible delivery from their voices. The technical aspects of radio operations is really great. I get to do outside broadcasts and drive the truck and operating all the equipment for the outside broadcast unit, which is fun and challenging at times. And one of the most rewarding aspects of working as an audio producer is that I get to help people deliver a script to the best of their ability. So I get to give them directions in terms of tone and style, pace, pronunciation, nuance, undulation, all the aspects that enable a voiceover to sound listenable and believable. Helping people to get better and better at doing voice delivery and seeing them hear their voices at the end of a recording session or on air is super rewarding. One of the reasons why I think that tech training for women at 3CR is so important is not only because it helped me develop my skills that allowed me to work at SBS and to do audio production, but also because it gave me an opportunity to have ownership over the projects and recordings that I was doing, and in turn that gave me a belief in myself that I could do the job that I was doing and for me to own it and to live it and be able to call myself an audio engineer, an audio producer. And I don't think I would have been able to develop that sort of fortitude without having the guidance of other women, with also being given the opportunity to make mistakes rather than just being told this is the way you do something by someone, especially a bloke, who might kind of take over rather than allowing me to make my own mistakes. So yeah, it's been a great opportunity and learning process for me. Some of the things I like doing when I'm not at work is doing video production and writing ambient electronic music. I recently finished a project which was a time-lapse of 24 hours on the GAN railway going from Adelaide to Alice Springs, where I sped it up to 11 and a half minutes and wrote a soundtrack with it, which is what you can hear in the background. So yeah, thanks for listening.
My name's Laura McFarlane. I'm a musician, a recording engineer and a tech at 3CR. The way that I got into technical production was that it felt like a natural extension of songwriting. I played in bands and had the experience of recording, and it just felt that it would be good for myself to understand the technical aspects behind microphones so that I could explain to other people recording myself. And eventually I got those things myself and started being able to record and record the songs I wrote myself. When I tech at 3CR, I'm able to use some of the skills I've learnt from just various technical things I've been involved with, but as 3CR is a radio station, it's really diverse and you are always challenged to record people in ways that you maybe haven't done before. So it's a real balance of using the technical knowledge that you might have from recording in a band, but it's in a different way. When you do stuff at 3CR, it's much more diverse than if you were recording at a venue or a studio. And because of the range of shows that are on 3CR, And 3CR is very good at promoting women in music in general and has a policy of training up female techs, which is incredibly valuable because women might not have those opportunities or might not be encouraged in that way. I probably wish myself that I had taken on board learning those things sooner, but I didn't always have that opportunity. Any musician, especially female musicians, should definitely know more about the technical aspects of music, because that way you're able to explain it and promote yourself in a way that you'll feel good.
This song's all about witches. It also goes out to the two girls in the control room.
Tough crowds.
Hi, my name's Lana. I'm a audio producer, but I found my feet in radio production here at 3CR many, many years ago. While I was at uni, I was studying a Bachelor of Audio Production at SAE. And I came here to do all sorts of things, actually. Started off as just helping out with live to air, then was doing bits and pieces of things, reception, helping organise grants, did the training, obviously. Then did more training other people. Because of working at this place, it put me in a good stead to get my job at ABC, which was wonderful for the very short period that it lasted. I probably wouldn't have made the contacts that I made to get that job without doing stuff here. And the fact that I had done volunteer work with 3CR. This was my first introduction to radio here. Like, I hadn't done anything anywhere else. I'd learnt about it at uni a little bit, but nothing very in-depth. Yeah, that was kind of what brought me to audio in the first place. But it wasn't until I started doing stuff here I was like, oh, actually, I don't want to mix bands, I want to make radio. I was always kind of interested in how stuff worked from when I was little. I kind of apprenticed myself to a mixer at a venue I was working at. I was already doing my course when I came to 3CR, but that was just fortuitous. I happened to get myself into a position where I could have some experience with mixing desks and the whole production side of things, and to work out that, you know, I wanted to do something with that. Being able to come and watch that happening, you know, like a radio show being broadcast or someone recording or, you know, anything even really simple, it can be that just witnessing it happen that makes you go, hey, I want to be a part of that. I have this really fond memory of, fond's maybe not the right word, but I have this very clear memory of going to a AES meeting one night with Nina. And there was us two young females, and we were the only two women in the room, aside from one other older woman who was the wife of someone who was at the meeting. So, you know, it's us and about 40-odd men of varying ages that turned up to the Australian Engineer Society meeting. And that was a common thing. But the nice thing about it was the dude who was I can't remember what his name was, but the guy who was giving the kind of speech of the meeting, he was quite surprised and he wanted to know what we did in audio, why we were there, blah, blah, blah. And not in a like, what are you doing here kind of way. It was very much in a, hey, it's nice to see some young women here. Like, what's brought you to audio? And again, that sort of brought it back to my attention, particularly being a female tech or mixer or engineer or whatever you want to call yourself. I find that you do come up against this kind of boys club mentality. But that, you know, that said, there's the opposite as well. There's dudes who are just like, yeah, chicks in tech and whatever, and are really enthusiastic about it. I have a lot of hesitation about bringing gender into it because for me it doesn't play a role, but that's not the case for many people. The stuff that matters is, can you do it? Can you do it well? You know, that's the crux of it. And that's one thing that was really awesome about coming to a place like 3CR, because yeah, there's a lot of that sort of stuff being addressed, like, you know, different opinions on things, different, you know, ways of life, different all sorts of stuff. You know, there's such a diversity in this one little building. And it's kind of cool to have that stuff thrust in front, like right in your face, you know. It's like, pay attention, this is an issue.
1, 2, 3, 4.
This is Lottie Stein, sound engineer, noise artist, all-round agitator, and of course feminist and broadcaster. I first came to 3CR in 1998. They had contacted me after I'd sent round my resume to radio stations, and they asked me whether I was interested in training up as a sound technician for live-to-airs, bands coming in to play live to air on programs, and I was very interested, and that's where the journey began. There have been so many that I can remember in my time, and I guess in the scheme of things, in 3CR's 40 years, you know, my time at 3CR has been, you know, quite limited, but the great sound engineers that have come through and gotten, you know, some experience and training. When I arrived, there was Damaris, Adele and Jill, and then came Cara and Carla and Meg and probably more that I'm forgetting, and of course Lara and Lana before I kind of pulled back from sound engineering. Really important. It's a safe space, and 3CR values giving voice and giving opportunity to those who are marginalised and don't get opportunities in society. And so that's why, for however long it's been going, that they've been training women as sound techs exclusively. And 3CR is the kind of place that there are huge opportunities to not only do live-to-airs, but to do outside broadcasts from places like out in, say, the Treasury Gardens to within prisons. And over the years, it's been a great journey to go on. And given that 3CR is 40 years old now, it just keeps growing, and I really hope that they continue training women as sound techs. I think it's important, still very important in this day and age, and 3CR is a great, great place to grow and develop and learn and be confident in your skills. So that's really all I've got to say. And yeah, it's been fantastic.
My name's Lara. I'm a tech at 3CR and a live sound engineer. I'm also a musician and have recently been composing and recording music for an upcoming documentary and theatre production. I began volunteering at 3CR in 2009 and completed the live-to-air course. At the time, I had been mixing bands in Adelaide for a few years, but really got a lot of experience in the studio here. It was like a live gig, and also getting experience working with equipment I hadn't really used before taught me how to troubleshoot really well. That's helped with my job as a sound engineer, as a live sound engineer, in the sense that I'm able to work under high pressure, and those skills really are something that have been really useful to me. And what I really loved about coming into 3CR was the fact that every week was different, and that sometimes things weren't always working with the press of one button. That actually can work in your favour. Being involved in the music industry in Melbourne, I began playing a lot more and mixing a lot of bands. I also was exposed to a lot of experimental music just through people coming into 3CR, the old bar where I work, and found that there was a lot of women making this kind of music. So I got back in touch with Marlo, who began the Ladies in Noise project overseas. I approached her about starting an Australian compilation, and from there I've been introduced to so many great experimental artists. I've also played a lot of the shows and ran workshops doing live sound for young people and women, which I guess is doing that thing that 3CR promotes, passing on the knowledge that you've learned here. I've been able to do that at 3CR, at the Old Bar, and through the Ladies in Noise Australia project.